are here at the Co-op Financial Services Think 19 conference in beautiful Miami, Florida. Look who is in the lounge, the studio lounge, Amanda Acheson. How are you, Amanda?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We were just talking before the recording. It's like, when was the last time you were on? It's like a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
Via Skype. All right. So you are the Vice President of Marketing, Brand, and Strategy.
Yeah.
For Think. Yeah. No, but for Co-op.
Yes.
So you're going to give us a Think overview today. So give us a quick overview. What's the strategy behind it all, and the theme and the messaging and what you guys want to accomplish?
Yeah, so really with Think, the way that we approach it every year is it's really a curated agenda based on what challenges the industry is facing. Mm-hmm. So for this year, we landed on Opportunity Never Rests as our theme. So as we went into planning right after Think 18, the train doesn't really stop.
I bet. Yeah, this is a 365.
Yeah. So we kind of looked back and said, all right, what's the next step from here? Because we always look at it as a continuous evolution. So we landed on Opportunity Never Rests, and so we're really digging into what the opportunity is for credit unions today.
What is the opportunity today?
Well, I think they have a lot of opportunities. So what we're digging into is, so first of all, they're smaller in size than the big banks, so that actually gives them an advantage that they can be more agile.
Oh, I think so too, yeah.
Yeah, and so at the same time, you know, technology is changing so fast, but because of their size and because they have all that technology at their fingertips and they have the power of cooperation that makes them so great, they really have the ability to bring that all together, and Co-op really is there to help them and be their strategic partner in that transformation.
Okay, all right. And so what are some of the messages through each of the sessions, the keynotes and stuff like that, that kind of correlate with that theme?
Yeah, so today's our kickoff day for Think, so we're really focusing on the value proposition for the digital economy. So we're looking at, you know, what is our value proposition today? That's shifted from when we became credit unions and when our mission was founded. Mm-hmm. So what should our value proposition be today for today's consumer? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're digging into strategic agility. So we actually heard a lot about strategic agility today, incidentally, through some of the speakers, mm-hmm. and how important agility is to making a transformation happen.
Yeah.
And on our final day on Thursday, we'll be getting into the member experience side of things. So bringing it all back to the member, because that's really, mm-hmm. really what it all comes down to.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about member experience.
Yeah.
This in the last, like 12 months or so.
Yes.
Getting hammered with that message, but it's so true because.
Yeah.
That's what kind of makes our world go round, right? So if that member experience is good, then word's going to spread, and credit union's membership goes up. So it's always a good thing for sure.
Right.
What is this stuff on my table? Goodness gracious, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make a mess. Anyway, so why are events like this, like Think, so important to not only Co-op and its clients, but to the industry in general? Why is it so important?
Well, I think when Think was founded about 12 years ago, it was really founded during the time of the advent of the iPhone, and when we really saw this shift towards digital in our industry. And I think that timing was really perfect for an event like Think to come along.
Yeah.
Because credit unions and our industry as a whole really needed to look outside of our industry to get ideas and to see how can we learn from some of these big big brands and these big, you know, digital giants and other thought leaders on how we can transform our business. So we really take that role as Co-op to bring this type of event to the industry very seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's part of why we our planning process is so so intense, you know, making sure, you know, up until the last days before the conference, that we're really hitting the right messages home to help our industry and our attendees, a little more than 800 that are here this year. We have record attendance to
Good
really
job.
really see and see what those opportunities are. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's about inspiring, but it's also giving them some really actionable strategies that they can take back to their credit union.
That's what I like. That's, you hit the nail on the head for me, at least, is the actionable stuff. Because you guys bring in these fantastic keynotes, but they have a plan for credit unions. They're not just up there giving their message, which is all fine and well, but they also, they take it a step further and they connect the dots to credit unions. Because, I mean, like Seth Godin did it today. Mm-hmm. A few years ago when he had Gary Vaynerchuk, I'll never forget that one.
Yeah.
But he really took it to credit unions.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a kind of in-your-face kind of guy anyway, but he really took it to credit unions.
Yeah.
And that gives me goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll never forget that one. So kudos to you guys for having the guts to bring in somebody like Gary Vaynerchuk, who's not rated G all the time, but he speaks the truth in a lot of times. So I thought it was a really bold but really effective what you guys did there.
And we actually brought him back, so we had him twice.
So controversial that you had to have him twice.
Exactly.
So cool. So how did you guys settle on the theme this year? I'm sure there was a lot of theme, a lot of discussion on that.
Yeah. I think last year, while we were in Arizona at Think 18, we were kind of thinking, all right, where do we take this from here? Because really the last 3 years in particular, since Todd Clark became our CEO, Co-op as a company really started to drive towards digital transformation. And so we at the same time saw, we've got to do this, but our credit unions need to do the same thing. And so in New York,
I remember New York, that was the big message there.
Yeah, so that was kind of the beginning of this message theme of digital transformation. So then last year was all about the race to excellence. So what does it mean to be an excellent service provider in today's industry that we're in the marketplace that we're in? And so we felt like, we kind of set up that that overall digital transformation message really well. And so we wanted to take it home and say, okay, now that over the last really 2 years, hopefully we're all really taking digital transformation and seriously, and we're taking in some of what we've learned in the last 2 years at Think and beyond. And now we have this opportunity ahead of us. And so that word opportunity just kept coming to the forefront for us as we went through that, that overall process of looking back and looking forward. Mm-hmm. At what's to come, and we ended up with Opportunity Never Rests. And it's funny because after we landed on that, I attended a few industry events or went on some webinars or read some thought leadership, and that word opportunity was everywhere. So it felt so right, and we were so happy with it. And it's been really great to see it all really manifest, especially here.
Yeah. Yeah, the opportunity is definitely there. You got to grab it and take it,
Yes.
You got to grab that opportunity for sure.
Yeah.
So any particular speaker that you're looking forward to or anybody stand out? So obviously Seth Godin was a standout, but anybody stand out or anybody you're looking forward to?
Yeah, it's hard to pick just one. Of course, Seth Godin was the one I was really looking forward to. So that was really cool to see him this morning. But I would say another one that I'm excited about is Tavi Kotka. So he's the former CIO of Estonia, the country.
Yes, I've heard a lot about this.
So he's actually known for digitally transforming Estonia, a country. And so to us, we thought, wow, if we can hear from somebody that digitally transformed a country, then we should all be able to digitally transform our credit union.
Precisely.
So I'm excited for that tomorrow, and Jose Andres.
Yeah, I've heard great things about him.
Yeah.
Somebody said he's like up for the Nobel Peace Prize or something?
Yes, he is. Yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
No wonder he's in such demand to be talking.
I know.
So, sounds
we got him early on. So
good for you.
Before that.
Good
so
for you.
We were
ahead. What's going on outside Think for attendees, obviously?
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to have a little bit of fun here as well. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So what kind of activities are outside the conference or even networking stuff too?
Yeah, so we, of course, have all of our fun evening events going on. Always, our events team always brings a great party, so we have a lot to look forward to. We've got a really fun party planned for Thursday night. We have a surprise location, so that should be fun.
Mum's the word.
Yes. But on top of that, we always do our charitable activities that benefit Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so those took place on Monday. We had some fun outdoor activities for attendees to partake in. And then, of course, some of the proceeds went to CMNH, which is always great. So yeah, some fun to be had while we're here in beautiful Miami Beach.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Why not, you know? You got to have the balance, you know?
You
got to have the work and you got to have the fun and everything. Everything pans out really, really well from there. So very cool. All right, Amanda, anything else to wrap it up? I mean, you have a busy, busy job as well. So I appreciate you taking time to hang out with us for a few minutes to get a little behind the scenes look at what goes on here. So it's always fun to do that.
Yeah, no, it was great. Now stay tuned for Thursday. We have some announcements on next year's location.
Oh, yeah, that's always top secret.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be taking the shades up. We didn't talk about shades up,
that's
but
right, yeah.
We did that again this year.
I saw all the posts and stuff like that.
We're taking that idea and taking it further. So we're going to announce that on Thursday as well. So more to come there.
Shades up. Wings up, wheels up. Could go anywhere. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks again, Amanda. Appreciate the time. You guys are doing a super, super job. So well done. Keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
All right. There she is, Amanda Atchison.